All right, everybody, I'm Logan Alec, I'm a CPA, and this is my stimulus update for Sunday, April 26th. First of all, if you have previously used the Get My Payment tool in the past week and it gave you confusing information, such as the payment status not available message, please check it again. The IRS did some critical updates on that tool the past few nights, and I've seen anecdotal reports that the Get My Payment tool is now much more helpful for some people, okay? All right, shifting gears. Yesterday, Congressman Richard E. Neal of Massachusetts, who's the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, and remember, Ways and Means is the committee, or a committee, to which a future stimulus bill would be assigned to, and if it's released by the committee, it's put on the calendar to be voted on in the House, okay? So yesterday, Representative Neal said, with respect to a future stimulus package, and I quote, "We believe that we will have a proposal in the next 10 days that we intend to put out." Note, this doesn't mean that a future stimulus package will be passed in the next 10 days. That's not what this means at all. He's just saying that he believes, he estimates that the House will have something drafted, some kind of unified proposal, at least on the Democratic side, okay? And it could pull aspects in of all the proposed legislation we've been talking about the past few weeks, or it could be something completely different entirely. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. Neal claims to be speaking with Speaker Pelosi almost hourly about the next stimulus package, so stay tuned. All right, so the IRS put out this table of stimulus data by state, showing the number of payments made and the total amount in dollars of stimulus payments made, added all together by state. Some news organizations had fun with this, made fun little maps showing the average stimulus by person. Nothing too shocking. Generally, states with lower median incomes, the average stimulus per person is higher, right? Due to the income limitations on the stimulus. Nothing too crazy going on there. Really, the only mildly amusing thing about this to me is that the IRS totals in their own press release are incorrect. If you add up all the states, they don't total to the IRS number of 88 million for the total number of stimulus payments, or the 157.9 billion for the total dollar amount of stimulus payments made. Both of these figures at the bottom of this table are missing the Alabama amounts. I don't think anyone else has picked up on this. I haven't seen this reported on in the media. I tweeted this to the IRS, but they don't care. I don't think they even check their Twitter account, okay? So if we include the Alabama figures, the actual correct number of stimulus payments made is 89.4 million, and the amount of stimulus payments made is not the 157.9 billion, it's actually 160.4 billion, okay? So including Alabama, the average stimulus payment made nationwide so far is $1,792. It's kind of a weird number because remember there's that phase out, right? Where someone could make less, receive less of a stimulus than the 1,200. All right, so in addition to sniffing hair, Joe Biden apparently also really likes stimulus, and he also really likes the word hell. He did an interview with Politico published yesterday, and he said that the next round of stimulus needs to be, and I quote, "a hell of a lot bigger." He said that it needs to include massive aid to states and cities, or else they will be, and I quote, "laying off a hell of a lot of teachers and cops and firefighters." He said that the current administration is already, and I quote, "wasting a hell of a lot of money." And he said that corporate America is greedy as hell. He also used some more colorful language that I will not repeat here because I want to keep this clean, but I'll leave the link in the description below if you want to check that out. And it's interesting, isn't it? We haven't heard a whole lot from Joe during this crisis. Really, I mean, obviously he's not in Congress or anything, so he can't really do anything, but he can certainly say things if he wants to, but he's been, for the most part, relatively quiet during this whole thing. I mean, you know, Pelosi is really the front and center Democrat right now. Joe is kind of like, oh, Joe, where's Joe? What happened to old Stiff and Joe? I don't know. He's been kind of out of the limelight during the whole coronavirus, so we'll see how that plays out for him. All right, Paycheck Protection Program loans, PPP loans, applications are opening up again tomorrow, okay? And I wish all you small business owners out there the best with your application. I know many of you have already applied, okay? If you haven't, there's a lot of fintech companies getting into the game. I covered this a few weeks ago, all right? Now, let me just say one thing about the Paycheck Protection Program. A lot of big, publicly traded businesses who are clearly not the intended recipients for these PPP loans applied for and were approved for them and already received the cash. When small businesses, the intended recipients of the money, have been left out in the cold. These PPP loans to these huge corporations should have never been approved. These loans are for small businesses, not companies with thousands of employees like Ruth's Chris Steakhouse and Shake Shack, okay? These SBA loans, with some extremely limited exceptions, are explicitly intended for businesses with fewer than 500 employees. Companies like Ruth's Chris got around this because they have subsidiaries, and these separate entities themselves in isolation may have had fewer than 500 employees. So it's kind of a loophole, but really, let's be honest here. These subsidiaries are all part of this massive organization with thousands of employees, okay? Complete greed on these big corporations' part and the banks who approved these loans and got paid a fee from the government for approving these loans, 1% for the big ones over 2 million, 3% between 350 and 2 million, 5% for under 350,000. Those are the bank's fees for PPP loans. Banks raked in $10 billion in PPP processing fees so far, paid for by the government. That's the same amount that the Relief Act, signed on Friday, allocated to the EIDL grants. Think about that for a second. And there's no risk to the banks. These are forgivable loans, right? Funded by Uncle Sam. And even a non-forgivable portion is 100% guaranteed by the SBA. So even if the business defaults, no skin off the bank's back, but they still make their $10 billion. They're still making their $10 billion, right? Risk-free. What a great business. And apparently these banks, they were making so much money doing other things, they were dragging their feet to even get into the PPP space. So think about that. My point is, though, that this money is for small businesses, not huge companies. And of course, you'll see headlines, right? Like, oh, Shake Shack's giving the money back. Ruth's Chris is giving the money back. Yeah, they're not doing that because they're nice. They're doing that because it's clear that they got this money that they shouldn't have gotten in the first place. So shame on them and shame on the greedy banks who approved these loans. So keep that in mind when you read about all these companies giving back their Paycheck Protection Program loan money. They're not doing it just out of the goodness of their hearts. They're doing it because they got caught. I don't even like that language, give back. It makes it sound like charitable, okay? It's not charitable at all. They're basically returning something that they essentially shouldn't have gotten in the first place, all right? Now, don't get me wrong. I'm all about these large restaurant chains who employ thousands of people getting loans from the government, right? During this tough time. But not these forgivable loans intended for mom and pop. These big, huge corporations, they can get low interest loans from the government that they have to pay back. I'm fine as a taxpayer subsidizing essentially free money for small businesses like mine and many of yours around the country right now so our economy doesn't go kaput. But I'm not okay as a taxpayer with subsidizing these 9-10 figure businesses, okay? I mean, big business, they get enough favors from the government, okay? All right, so on to questions. Robin Dodd says, for people getting the $1,200, is it only one person or did each adult get one also? There are two children and no kids to claim. We are 55 years old and get a VA and SSDI. Thank you for giving updates. So, Robin, yes, you'll each get $1,200, assuming you are both eligible, meaning your income is under the limits. No one can claim you as a dependent, and as long as both of you have a social security number, so $1,200 each or $2,400 total. Rosie asks, hey, Logan, I just have a quick question. If I'm on SSI and I spend my stimulus check before the franchise tax board starts collecting on debts again, can the franchise tax board take my social security check from my bank? Now, for those of you who don't know, she's asking about the Franchise Tax Board, which is California's taxing authority. You know, Rosie, wow, if they take your Social Security check, you should be able to get a release on that. But that's more of a legal matter than a tax matter. But typically, if the only money in your account, right, so you got your stimulus check, you took it out, you spent it. And let's say you get your Social Security check, right? And typically, if the only money in your account is Social Security, that should be exempt. right? And if they seize it somehow, should be able to get a release. But again, that's more of a legal matter. Sexy Grandma, wow. Sexy Grandma asks, children that receive death benefits from Social Security, will they receive a stimulus check also? All right, Sexy, I assume that you're not just referring to the $255 death benefit, but to the ongoing survivor's benefits, all right? So for children of the deceased worker to qualify for survivor's benefits, have to be unmarried, under 18, up to 19, if they're attending elementary or secondary school full-time, or of course if they're disabled. No age limit on disabled children of the deceased if they were disabled before the age of 22. So the answer, Sexy Grandma, is that yes, they could receive a stimulus check if they're eligible. And the tricky thing, though, in this situation is that to be eligible, you can't be able to be claimed as a dependent on someone else's tax return, right? And that's tricky given who's eligible for children's survivor benefits based on the whole age thing, right? So technically, yeah, but practically, you know, you have to check to make sure if they're eligible, right? Joy Robert says, Logan, I goofed and used a non-filer tool. I have SSDI. I do not have dependents. What should I do now? I did this before. It was better explained. Joy, you're fine. Don't worry about it. Sit back and wait. Hopefully this week it will come. Filing the non-filer's portal did not mess anything up for you. Daphne says, what if you don't have dependents? I receive SSI, but I have no dependents. When will I get the stimulus payment? So early May, according to Treasury. But like I laid out a speculative timeline in my video yesterday, if I had to guess, based on how they're handling Social Security retirement and SSDI, right, they set their deadline for the ones with the qualifying children, right, they set that deadline and then payments being dispersed, supposedly, the following week. It appears for SSI and VA that similarly, the May 5th deadline they set for those with qualifying children to use non-filers, it seemed that that deadline has to pass first, and then maybe the following week, or maybe even later that week, right, if they're really fast, but we'll see if that happens, right? Hopefully then all SSI and VA dependents or not will start receiving their stimulus checks. So if I had to guess, right, conservatively, I'd guess the week of May 11th, okay? Possibly the week before, but I think that'd be a stretch based on what we've seen from the IRS and Treasury. Hygiene Care asks, I'm on SSI, but I'm also a dependent. Do I qualify? Fortunately, no. Even if you're on SSI or any of the other federal benefits programs, you still have the same eligibility requirements as everyone else. One of those requirements is you're not able to be claimed as a dependent by someone else. So even if you're on SSI or Social Security Retirement or Veterans Benefits or SSDI or anything, if you can be claimed as a dependent, you unfortunately don't qualify. Norma Jean Sovereign says, Logan, I am low income and have been trying to find out my status. I got a reject on stimulus but can't figure out why because I do qualify. SSDI and low income haven't had to file in several years. Stumped. Norma, yeah, it sounds like you qualify. If you can't be claimed as a dependent, I'm wondering if maybe someone unscrupulously claimed you as a dependent, maybe? But also, I'm not sure what you meant by you got the reject. Does that mean that the Get My Payment tool wasn't helpful and it's saying that we can't determine your eligibility at this time? I'm not sure. Anyway, that's all for today. I wish you all the very best. I really hope that those of you on Social Security and SSDI get your stimulus this week, as well as individuals in other groups like non-filers and others who are still waiting patiently. Be sure to give that Get My Payment tool another look. I'm not saying it'll be perfect. But from what I understand, after these updates the IRS made, it is more helpful to some people. Not everybody, but to some people. If it looks like you'll be getting a paper check or you know somebody who will be receiving a paper check, please check out my recent video on how to spot a fake stimulus check. Alrighty, y'all, I'm hanging out with my family today. Check out that video and I'll see you tomorrow.